baby born a Birkin. She's been telling me all night long. Gasoline and groceries. The list goes on and on.
Hello and welcome to Two Old Guys on the Back Porch. I am Steve Scotch, and we have the lovely and talented Kat. That's C-A-T, pulling the apron strings. Kat, what's happening?
Hey, how y'all doing? We can be found on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many, 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 many other podcast platforms. Too many to number to name. We're going to do some shout-outs to some listeners. One, our listeners this time are from South America. One is Goiânia, Brazil. Goiânia is a planned city. City of Goiás, state central Brazil. It's known for its green spaces and flamboyant park. Our other town is San Pedro Sula, Honduras. San Pedro Sula is a city in the Sula Valley of northern Honduras, known as the company's main transport hub. Giving y'all a round of applause.
All right, alcohol is never in short supply here on the back porch.
Lovely.
Remember, always buy a bigger bottle than you need. It's better to be safe than sober. Jeez. Today, I made that up. Today, I'm having a Bud Light. Why? Because it's hot as balls out here on the back porch. And craft beer, these dudes are pricing me out of the game. Craft beer breweries, they're piecing out left and right. I think we did a podcast about it a while back. So the ones that are still hanging around, they were charging $10 and $12 for a six pack, which was already too expensive. Now I noticed that $13 and $15 bills. So the craft brewery dudes, you've lost your mind. I'm not paying it. I don't care how much I like it. The craft beer market, it is kind of slowly spiraling out of existence. So I'm going back to the basics. Kat, what you got?
In celebration of House of the Dragons being back on HBO, I have a lovely purple dragon martini.
Wow.
Isn't it pretty? Pretty color, purple.
It's pretty like you, baby.
Thanks, babe.
All right. Today we asked the question, are you willing to pay 15 to 18 bills for a Big Mac, fries, and a drink from one of the worst fast food chains in the history of this country?
Well, they have to get your order right to start with.
You know, that's funny because I talked to some dudes the other day at work who keep hitting this Mickey D's up the road here where we've had a lot of problems. I haven't been in there in like 20 years. Since the kids could walk and talk on their own, I haven't been in there since, and they were bitching about it. Wrong order. You know, I wouldn't pay 15 cents for a Big Mac to start with. When you get old like us on the back porch, fast food, it really doesn't work anymore. Our internal organs really can't handle it, and McDonald's is very hard on the digestive system. So how did we get to 15, 18 bones for a horrible fake meat hamburger in a greasy bag? How did we get there? One obvious reason, the cost of doing business these days is just higher across the board. Everything is...
Plus, they have to pay people more to work that job.
Payroll is killing the fast food industry if they can find anybody to work there. I mean, people aren't going in there and taking that abuse anymore for what, $7.50, $8.50 an hour? I'm on my feet and I'm getting yelled at because the fries are too hot, the fries are too cold, there's not enough salt. Can you give me? I mean, the public is hard to deal with these days on any level.
Now, especially got those ladies that want that warm bun.
Inside joke. Again, nobody, the fast food, any food service industry, they're all looking for help, aren't they? Especially the fast food sector. Customers, employees, what? go on YouTube. They're like throwing shit at each other at the drive-thru. Guns are being pulled at the fucking drive-thru now. Yeah, I want to work there. But the payroll thing, it blew up out in California. And Cali is kind of like, eventually that thing's going to break off and like be an island out there. And so maybe we'll all be better off. They're kind of different out there. They passed some legislation that said fast food workers can get $20 an hour. And when that story broke, you'd have thought it was the end of the world. Now, I can see why a Whopper combo would cost $18 out in Cali if you got to pay your employees $20, right?
Right.
But look, screw all that. The whole fast food business model, this shit is over, okay? Cheap labor, producing, well, not producing, but putting out a cheap product. This thing's donezo. I mean, the main reason people, well, wherever, was because it was cheap, right?
And convenient.
I mean, and really, it hasn't been cheap for a while. All these shitholes, they've been slowly raising their prices over the past few years. It's just now that it's gotten out of control. Arby's. Arby's, they lost their mind a few years ago. I mean, for what it costs to go in Arby's now, you can go to a real sit-down restaurant.
What's the other one everybody's losing their mind about? Was it Five Guys and Fries? That went on for a couple of weeks where people were like, I can't even afford to get a burger that, you know, get a meal there.
Again, if you go to a good restaurant and they want to charge $13 for just the hamburger, right? No fries, no drink, but it's a good quality, good hamburger.
Right.
And then throw in the fries and the drink and you're up to $20. You'll go with that. And I'm not saying Five Guys and Fries is not good. It's good, but it's still, it's kind of fast food.
Yeah,
it's
you
kind
get
of
the fast food vibe from that.
Yeah. They're not going to let, there's one out here and it's crickets. That parking lot, there's not a soul over there. What about Chipotle? Now, our last couple of visits to Chipotle have not been good. We've eaten at Chipotle, 100 times? Who doesn't want a big ass burrito that tastes good? With chips, sauce, and a drink for $10. Well, that's been ruined. What's that?
They're not putting as much in the burrito. That was a whole thing 2 weeks ago. They were putting less items. They were told by corporate not to make that burrito quite so big.
Chipotle announced they were offering smaller portions. At least they told you to your face, smaller portions at a higher price. They delayed telling us, though. I'll get to that in a minute. Now, look, I'm going to tell you right now, giving people less and charging them more, that dog's not going to hunt. Again, we liked, that's past tense, like Chipotle. But to me, it's not just the quantity. I think the quality has gone down. The burritos, the chips, they got this like darker kind of vibe to them. The stuff to me is starting to taste earthy, kind of grainy. I don't know what it is. I know they're all about organic and free range and all that. I got no problem. But in the recycling, I think they might be recycling more than the napkins in there. It's starting to get a little sketch. And again, love Chipotle. Hate to rip them, but something's gone tits up around that place. I mean, the last time, couple times we went in there before we heard the announcement.
Right.
They put like a teaspoon of fucking chicken on the wifey's bowl in my burrito. And we just sat there and took it. I don't know. I don't need a burrito the size of a football, but I don't need to get ripped off either. So the next Chipotle announcement will be all locations are closing. It won't hurt my feelings none. All these fast food joints have gone to serving smaller portions. The Big Mac is now the Little Mac. The Whopper is now the Whimper. Arby's, they claim to have the meat, but they don't put any on the bun. I don't know. I don't know about where y'all live out there listening, but around here, it has been a major drop-off in people going to fast food places. I mean, back in the day, around here at High Noon, Wendy's, Arby's, Burger King, parking lots were full, drive-through wrapped around the building. And now at High Noon, it's like crickets. The public has spoken. We're not paying $15 for your which is just wishful thinking on my part. But a lot of these corporations that own these places, they put them up all over Europe and Asia. That's where they make their money. You know, even if the fast food world, you know, takes a big hit in the wallet here in the States, it is going to affect their bottom line, but it's not going to be enough to pull them under, which is too bad.
Well, I mean, here's my thing. What's the effect on you eating that food? Fast food impacts blood sugar, blood pressure, increased inflammation. You don't get enough nutrients. It makes you feel fatigued, difficulty sleeping, concentration. Long term on that is issues with digestion, immunity, inflammation, heart health, obesity, and more. I mean, the reason why fast food tastes so good is I need to have some fast food.
Salt.
Because the salt, the fat, the sugar, that's all in, that's dumped in that food.
Yeah, but you're talking about somebody thinking about eating healthy.
Yeah.
But people, construction dudes, people that have these places down the road from the warehouse they work in, they don't give a shit. They're not reading the back of the bag telling them how much sodium and salt's in this shit.
Yeah, but
they're trying to eat on a budget.
I know.
That's all they're trying to do. And their budget's being busted wide open because now they pull up there. But it's funny now, there's a bunch of commercials, you know, because this whole thing about fast food costing $20 now. So the King and McDonald's and Taco Hell and all these other shitholes, they got these crappy commercials now where they're showing what you can get all this for $4,
right?
And all this for $5 and all this for $1. You know what you get in that bag? You get nothing. That's all that's in that bag. You know, again, these big corporations that own these terrible food establishments, they made their decision. You know, it's less food for more money. Take it or leave it. We've decided to leave it. All right, let's roll right into One Tough Son of a Bitch. Sorry, it's One Tough Awesome Lady. Have we done Charlize Theron before?
No, we have not.
48 years young from Can't Say It, South Africa. Strikingly beautiful, isn't she?
Gorgeous, beautiful, and bone structure.
Very talented. Charlize Theron grew up an only child. Dad was an alcoholic. Treated her and her mother very poorly. One day, mom had enough. Charlize Theron now. Her mom popped the dad with a bullet and took him out. And did not receive any jail time.
Called self-defense.
That's what they call it. Charlize had a rough time in school. Didn't fit in. She had medical issues. But after all that, she got a gig modeling and then moved to L.A., went to acting school, and it was on.
Before that, she did study with the Joffrey Ballet in New York City.
Oh, okay. Let's see. The Devil's Advocate. That one put her on the map. She did Cider House Rules. Monster was big.
Monster was huge.
She portrayed that. It was a serial killer.
Eileen Warnos.
Yeah. And I will mention,
she had gained a lot of weight and really.
I know. It was looks, wild to look at her on
get
there.
Her looks to kind of go the other way just to portray her. She won't a looker.
I like Charlize Theron, but I'm going to mention this one stinker she did called Young Adult, directed by Jason Reitman. Right. Rotten Tomatoes gave this thing an 83. Came out like 12 years ago, 2011. And the only reason I mention it is I think Charlize Theron is awesome. And I've watched this piece of shit movie, Young Adult, a couple times. And I cannot believe she was even involved in it. It's one of the worst movies I've ever seen in my life. None of it made any freaking sense. And Charlize, her choices in relationships, for the life of me, I'll never understand why these celebrities are so fucked up in the relationship department. She had a relationship with Stephen Jenkins, the singer from Third Eye Blind.
She went out with Sean Penn.
Third Eye Blind could be the worst band. They're in the top five of worst pieces of shit that ever picked up a guitar. And that dude's a loser, if you ever seen him. She dated him, and Kat mentioned the ultimately attractive Sean Penn. I mean, what? It's very strange, isn't it? Charlize Theron has an Academy Award, a Golden Globe. 2016 Time Magazine named her one of the most influential people in the world. Has worked for years in the fight against AIDS. And that makes Charlize Theron one tough, awesome lady. We didn't watch anything, did we?
Yeah, we did. And sometimes I watch stuff so you don't have to.
Thanks.
This one might be one of those.
Last week was bad.
No, I Undercover Love had some interest. But I watched Mean Girls, the musical.
Good gosh.
And I thought, you know, the casting was spot on. I had no problem with the casting seem right. And, you know, and they did kind of go through the whole storyline of the movie. And maybe one, maybe two of the songs was listenable. I just don't think it did well as a musical.
It didn't do well as a movie.
What do you mean? Mean Girls was a great movie, the original one.
Well, there was Mean Girls 2.
I'm talking about No Means Girls 2. Okay. I'm talking about Mean Girls, the musical. And, you know, in the musical, when it did come to Broadway, it kind of had a bad start because it was like the beginning of COVID. I remember sitting there watching, I think it was the Today Show. They had, you know, them do a number for Mean Girls. And it was okay. I just didn't feel like, oh, yeah, I just got to go see that. But, you know, and it's, you know, I think I looked today on Google. It's a 2.9. If you've never seen Mean Girls, maybe you want to. Don't bother. You know, don't bother. It's
not the one Lindsay Lohan was in.
The original one's great. Original one's is a classic.
If you say so.
Tina Fey did a great job writing that one, and of course she co-signed on this, and she did play a part in this musical.
But, really?
Yes. Oh, she. You know. John Hamm was there. Everybody, she called in favors left and right. Anyway.
Sometimes it doesn't work.
Sometimes it just doesn't work. If you want to watch it, great, but don't bother. Anyway, that's my recommendation. There's a lot of stuff that comes out as musicals now, like the Beetlejuice. I can see that being a somewhat watchable musical. Mean Girls, not so much. Just like The Color Purple. Music we watched, it's okay. I prefer the movie. Anyway, that's my opinion.
Musicals are getting
find some other
down, I guess. Is this, you know, it's like
find some original source
material.
Exactly.
It's like movies. We're just rehashing shit over and over. Nobody has an original thought. It's pretty sad. All right, what's it on?
I watched on Prime.
All right. I need a shot after that. What is the shot of the week?
This one is called Southern Peach Shot. It's half Southern Comfort and half Peach Schnapps.
Oh, this is Southern as you get. Southern Comfort.
Yeah, this is a peach.
Which is sugary bourbon.
The peach is just about to come in.
I'm going to take a sip instead of pounding.
That's not bad. At the end, it's a little harsh. Oh.
Okay.
Okay, your opinion.
I like peaches. I don't want it watered. For some reason, some of the shots, there's not a blend. Something overrides the bitch. And that one,
and they were equal portions too. Okay. So,
all right, I trust you. And it's called the
Southern Peach Shot.
Southern Peach Shot. Give it a try. Don't. All right, band of the week. All right, we couldn't let it go. This guy's
he's burning up the TikTok.
He's all over town. I didn't know he was from Woodbridge, Virginia. Woodbridge, Virginia's what, hour and a half north of here?
Right.
Woodbridge. Shaboozy. You go, who? Who the fuck's Shaboozy? His real name, I can't pronounce that either, is Collins Abina Shaboozy?
Mm-hmm.
That's close. I think his parents are from Nigeria.
Right.
Okay. That's where Shaboozy comes from.
He first gained attention for Start a Riot with Duckworth, the soundtrack of Spider-Man, into the Spider-Verse in 2018.
Yeah. And since everybody's kind of dipped their toe into the country music pool, Shaboozy has decided to do it. He's crushing it. I heard his song on the crappy country music channel that I don't listen to anymore today coming home from work. So everybody's sucking up to Shaboozy. He did work with Beyonce on a couple of songs on her very average country album. And as Kat said, he had a song on the Spider-Man soundtrack. Very talented dude, this guy. Collins is musician, songwriter, filmmaker. I like his videos. There's a little effort there. Of course, the one for the one song we were bumpered in today, the one everybody knows, a bar song, Tipsy.
And this Tipsy song,
he just kind of stands there, yeah, and jumps around.
It was originally done in 2004. So that's a 20-year-old song that was Jaquan.
Right, right. He plucked that out of there and redid it.
If yeah, you've listened to the Jaquan song, the lyrics are nothing, or somewhat right, like it, but nothing
he
like.
Clipped a little off of it and fixed it.
He reimagined.
Again, the dude is very smart.
Or what's the fancy word I see? Interpolates.
Okay. And I know. You think I'm crazy bringing up Shaboozy on this thing, since I consider myself a music expert, because I am.
Connoisseur.
But this album that he put out, it's called, what is it? I'm going to fuck it up. It's Where I've Been Isn't Where I'm Going. I'm pretty sure that's what it's called. And I listened to the whole thing. The lyrics are good. There's a song on there called Annabelle. It's a killer tune. He's got a song on there called East of Massanutten. Now, Massanutten is like a snow skiing place a couple hours, west of here?
Yeah.
And Shaboozy is from Woodbridge, Virginia, which is east of Massanutten. So, again, if you're not from Virginia, you're not going to kind of get this. But the lyrics are really cool. He says, I'll pack me a little duffel, skip the goodbyes, and leave. Because east of Massanutten, there's nothing for me. It's fucking genius. Okay. I mean, you idiots listening to FM country radio.
Last weekend, they had some big music fest there in Nashville, and he was killing it there on Broad Street or whatever there. I mean, the crowd was into it. If you want to hear him, he'll be an Ocean Casino Resort there in Atlantic City, July 28th.
Check out Shaboozy wherever you get your music. I want to thank everybody for hanging out on the back porch. We'll see y'all down the road.
See ya. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy.